Chapter 2. Rising Sun. And I believe that every one of you, my fellow countrymen, will not care for your life, but gladly share in the honor to make of yourself His Majesty's humble shield. The rise or fall of our empire, and the prosperity or ruin of East Asia, literally depend upon the outcome of this war. Truly, it is time for the 100 million of us Japanese to dedicate all we have and sacrifice everything for our country's cause. Prime Minister Tojo Hideki, December 8, 1941, radio address in Tokyo. Under the midnight sky laced with stars, a Japanese strike force moved through the open sea. It was called Kirobutai, a deadly cluster of 6 aircraft carriers laden with planes, well-armed, and pilots ready to attack. By the time the pearly dawn softened the waters of the Pacific Ocean, the strike force lay 230 miles north of Hawaii. It was December 7, 1941, in Hawaii. In Tokyo, across the international dateline, it was December 8. As per the prearranged signal, the Japanese were to climb Mount Niitaka, the signal to bomb Pearl Harbor. Seaplane scouts flew reconnaissance at 0600, swinging into the wind the carriers Akagi, Hiryu, Soryu, Kaga, Zuikaku, and Shokaku launched the first wave of 183 planes. By 0620, they had massed together in the sky, the blood-red symbol of the rising sun on their wings. The formation of dive bombers, Zero fighters, and the Nakajima B-5N2s called Kates headed south. Pearl Harbor was 90 minutes away. Just then in Hawaii, the destroyer USS Ward sighted a submarine within the defensive sea area outside Pearl Harbor. The ship fired a round through its conning tower and depth-charged the submarine as it sank. It was an omen of more danger to come, but the significance was not realized at that moment. A report of the sinking made its way slowly through bureaucratic channels and took more than an hour to reach naval command. By then, time was running out, and a random submarine didn't seem to matter. When the clock read 0702, Army radar operators on Oahu's north shore noted a very large formation of planes on their radar screens. After rechecking the equipment,